Adjustments to bus routes, bus equipment options, and other physical asset recommendations are in a final transit study report that was posted to the city's website yesterday afternoon. According to the included staff report, the recommendations are intended to inform future decisions of council and current and future city budgets. The report by consultant, Express Services Inc., will be presented at the Public Services Committee meeting, Wednesday, January 22 at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. Local constituents who use public transit should note the meeting will conclude after the last bus of the day, Monday to Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Committee meetings are live-streamed here. Report observations and recommendations. Report: Public transportation is integral to economic development, providing efficient connectivity that supports businesses and enhances community life. In Elliott Lake, the transit service is more than mere transportation. It's a lifeline that binds the community together. It represents a commitment to universal mobility access, allowing everyone to navigate the city freely, regardless of car ownership, physical ability, or economic means. For many in Elliott Lake, the transit service is vital to their autonomy, the report states. Some of the proposed bus route changes: Lakeside Route, a reroute via Ottawa Avenue, due to safety concerns expressed by residents about Spine Road. The new route would continue to serve Spine Beach. A shift from Hillside Drive south to Hutchinson Avenue aims to reduce travel time and distance, making the loop more efficient while maintaining access to essential areas. Central Route, redirection to Hillside Drive south and Roman Avenue. 2. Reduce its travel time by rebalancing passenger loads. 2 stops removed on Valley Crescent. 1 stop removed at Ontario Avenue opposite Maple Restaurant. Eston Route, remove some stops on Ergot Avenue and Pearson Drive. Add a stop near Willoughby Road Senior Residence. West Hill Route, no proposed modifications. Other equipment and service considerations. Pilot project recommendations. The report also recommends that an on-demand service be launched in the evenings and weekends as a pilot project, and combining specialized transit system with proposed on-demand services. By combining proposed on-demand and accessible transit services, both types of riders could utilize the same vehicles, reducing the total fleet size required. The report includes an extensive comparison of Elliott Lake's services to other municipalities in the region. It also includes a review of the transit vehicle types and recommendations for vehicle selection. This matter has been of significant interest to many Elliott Lakers and, in particular, constituents who rely on public transportation. The presentation: 2 members of the consultant team will provide a verbal report and PowerPoint presentation overview of the 91-page report and 84-page appendix. Wednesday, January 22 at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. Open to the public. Live-streamed here. Previous story: Final Transit Study Report expected January 2025.